Come here. I have something to tell you. Your fix of post-punk, new wave, garage rock, and proto-punk. Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Hey, but don't tell anyone. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret. Baby, you're not at
home. And when I'm home. Hi, this is Connor from Half Moon Run, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Pokeworks Kingston, now open. Pokeworks makes it easy to enjoy fresh, high-quality ingredients and bold flavors on the go. Best of all, with Poke Your Way, you're in complete control. Customize a bowl, burrito, or salad to your taste with nutritious ingredients you can feel good about. Fast, fresh, and bold. Try the Healthy Island favorite at 764 Gardner's Road, Kingston in the RioCan Center today.
Listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat.
Yes, 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 this rocks.
And then sometimes I switch it up like,
no! No! Don't stop a rocking!
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
Yeah.
That was Head Spacers with Aliens. Hey folks, what's up? What's happening? It's Jesse Bell here with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. And of course, the Friday morning indie wake-up call is brought to you by Mighty Bird Kingston and Pokeworks. Mighty Bird, they got the beautiful hand-breaded tenders. They got delicious. I mean, the milkshakes are meals in and of themselves. They've got some sweet treats. The banana pudding in particular is excellent. If you're a little more waistline worried, head on next door to Pokeworks. Get yourself a poke bowl. Poke your way all the delicious fresh ingredients, veggies, protein, rice. They got all the good stuff. They got the food to fuel you day to day. And we've got the music to get your day started right. If it's your first time tuning into the Friday morning indie wake up call, here's how it usually goes. The first hour or so is pretty much strictly new Canadian music across a wide array of genres. And today, for instance, we've got our kind of trip down the indie electronica way. We've got some jazz. We've got some R&B. We've got your kind of radio-friendly pop. We've got alternative. We've even got some stuff verging into the realm of like punk and post-punk. So not to say that it's the most eclectic spread in the world, but it'll give you a nice sampling of some great Canadian independent artists to get your Friday started right. The second half of the show is usually a bit of a free-for-all, and I'm going to tell you right now, I will have a lot to say about Purple Mountain's 2019 album of the same name as we wrap up our little, not retrospective, but David Berman music kick going through his full discography from the Silver Jews days till the final release as Purple Mountains, called Purple Mountains, and you may want to get your Kleenex handy for that because it's going to be maybe a bit of an emotional ride. But let's ease into things before we get to the gut-wrenching stuff. Coming up next, we have Cam Cahin with Come Around on your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Try but you won't get far, playing on extra hard to prove something. Try pulling things apart, as if you raise the bar to move something. And as you break your
are screaming and they don't care, cause life's a weekend and there's no goal to paradise lost. And oh my god, cause now it seems like days are numbered. You run for cover, close the shutters and call your mother and pray for morning. Final moment, ignore the warning. Lock me up and then let's go. I can't keep waiting. Call my friends and let them know I don't need saving. Lock me up and then let's go. I can't keep waiting. Call my friends and let them know I don't need saving.
There is no place in the life of sin, and there ain't no way to get up, get in. Who you running from? Where you running to? Where you going? At the end, it's the end.
It's all new to Kingston. It's Mighty Bird, the craveable chicken in the Ryokan Center. We welcome the adventurous spirits who crave the ultimate chicken experience at Mighty Bird. Experience Mighty Bird's craveable comfort food, including hand-breaded crispy chicken sandwiches, hand-breaded tenders, fresh-cut fries, and more. Try the rich and creamy coleslaw or the hand-spun milkshakes or even chicken and waffles. Come for a new, delicious, foodie experience at Mighty Bird Kingston, located at 764 Gardner's Road.
Introspection makes clear that there's much more to be done. And you know, I know, we know what we'll share. Wake up, take a look around, there's nothing up that's going down. Wake up, take a look around, there's nothing up that's going down. Wake up, take a look around, there's nothing up that's going down. There's a dream in the air, there's a moment that bears, a sign of leaders long gone, some were right and some were wrong.
Situations continue to worsen, authorities assure us that it's fine. Breaking news tonight, there's a stir in the air. People across the country are taking to the streets to show that they care. Long sleep, we wake up and live our dreams.
Tell you. Your fix of post-punk, new wave, garage rock, and proto-punk? Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Hey, but don't tell anyone. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret.
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
Hey.
back. That was Space Kitchen with It's My Passion. And folks, I'm going to tell you about one of my passions in just a few moments' time. But let me give you the rundown on what you just heard in your music block for this Friday morning indie wake-up call. We had A Different Brand of Noise with A Stir in the Air. We had another track from Germanian Sill with Mach 10. We had I Hate Computers, all caps, with Die For You. We had Loser Supreme featuring Zeke and Gold Dust, not the wrestler, although that would be one heck of a song. And we kicked off our music block with Cam Kahim and Come Around. And folks, I hope you've come around on our sponsor for the Friday morning indie wake-up call, Pokeworks Kingston and Mighty Bird. You heard a quick word from the bird during that music block as well, but some of the finest eats here in the city of Kingston, located over at the RioCan Center, a short bus ride away for you students, or, you know, if you're a community member, you got a car like me, hey, so easy to get around the city of Kingston if you got your own transport. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So, folks, as you may be aware, one of my big passions, Queens football. I am on the road, actually, later today. I'm heading up to Guelph to actually stay over with two of my closest friends from Queen's University. Shout out Justin and Natalie. I'm excited to see the two of them. I'm excited to crash over with them, their dog, and their now one and a bit year old son. So I'm pretty amped up. I'm really looking forward to this trip, and I'm really looking forward to the Queens and Guelph game. If you missed last weekend at Richardson Stadium, Queens absolutely beat the brakes off the York Lions. This is a York team that is a lot better than they used to be, but it didn't matter to the Gaels as they won by over 50 points. They could have put up 100, is my sincere belief. So it was quite a track meet of sorts at Richardson. You can head over to CFRC Power Plays, check out all the highlights there, because there were many. Let's see. I think there was an 87-yard touchdown and a 91-yard touchdown, plus a couple of 30, 40, and 50-yard touchdowns. So the Gaels were getting their steps in. The defense played fantastic, and if they beat Guelph, which I think they should, Guelph having a bit of an off year, not to, once again, knock on woods, jinx things, then Queens will not only lock up a playoff spot, but put themselves in prime position to host a first-round home playoff game. They would likely need to beat Windsor at the end of the season during their homecoming game to for sure lock that in. But if Queens can beat Guelph, beat Windsor, finish 6-2, they'll finish third in the OUA, which will give them probably a home playoff game against Carleton from the looks of things, which would be another high-scoring affair for the Gaels. But this is a team full of outstanding players. A lot of program records are actually falling this season, including most points scored. Queens is already at 271 points scored on the season over just six games, which, let me crunch the numbers here. I'm whipping out. Remember when they said you wouldn't have a calculator in your pocket growing up? You know, yeah, you can't depend on your phone or your you'll always have a calculator on hand. Well, not true. Yeah, 45 points a game for this Queens offense, which is more than some university basketball teams score. So that's my pitch to you. You definitely got to check this team out in person. It is so exciting. It is a nonstop thrill ride. If you're not going to make the trip up to Guelph tomorrow, though, hey, don't worry. I got you covered. Tune in, CFRC, 12:45 for the Grad Club pregame show, 1 o'clock for the scheduled kickoff. And I'm going to play a little word about said game to set the scene for you, and then we'll get back to the music. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know what, I want to go in a bit of a jazzy direction. So after this quick promo hyping up the Queens Guelph game, we're going to throw it to Lou Laurence with his new track Montreal on a Dating App. Alright folks, stay tuned. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here on CFRC, brought to you by Mighty Bird Kingston and Pokeworks. Your Queens Gaels are on the road on October 4th to take on the Guelph Griffins. A win for the Gaels punches their ticket to the OUA playoffs. A loss for the Griffins could spell the end of a once promising season. Will it be the surging Gaels or the struggling Griffins? Anything can happen on game day, so you don't want to miss out. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca at 12:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show, ahead of the scheduled 1 o'clock kickoff.
So I tried to find an internet lover. Don't say I'm behind the times. 4 days later, I have 3 new clients for English lessons, but no date, no digital lover. I guess I should have swiped the fish pics. I should have showed more boob, just all of my boob. What can you do? And why do you make me realize that my written French is all in the same tense? Everything's past complete. Le pâté composé. J'ai comme oublié how to conjugate all the other verb tenses. I lost the imparfait. Conditionnel. No way, and baby, F the subjunctive. I never did so well in my hometown anyway. So what do you say? I will teach you English, and if you smell good, on s'embrassera, on se frenchera. C'était-tu bien ça? Was that how you conjugated Montreal on a dating app with so many languages? It's hard to bridge the gaps. See, half of us are francophone, and half of us are anglophone, and half of us are allophone, and that's a lot of halves. Hey man, I just want to friend someone who smells good and isn't too intense. Hey, man, j'avais juste frenché quelqu'un qui sent bon et qui me Frenchera, je te French, la la la, oh la la la. Finalement, that means in the end. You are
It's all new to Kingston. It's Mighty Bird, the craveable chicken in the Ryokan Center. We welcome the adventurous spirits who crave the ultimate chicken experience at Mighty Bird. Experience Mighty Bird's craveable comfort food, including hand-breaded crispy chicken sandwiches, hand-breaded chicken tenders, fresh-cut fries, and so much more. Try the rich and creamy coleslaw or the hand-spun milkshakes or even chicken and waffles. Come for a new, delicious foodie experience at Mighty Bird Kingston, located at 764 Gardner's Road.
I'm not sure. Revelation Radio. Explore the sound shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe. Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
I mean, if there's a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world. Not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, a different understanding, but a different picture. Different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
Listen to the radio. Where did everybody go? There's silence.
once all around the globe. I say it again, come on in. Voices in the static fade, riding out the echo waves, moving in and out of phase. I say
back. Hey folks, what's up? What's happening? This is Jesse Bell here for your Friday morning indie wake up call on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, brought to you by Mighty Bird Kingston and Pokeworks. More on our sponsors at the top of the next hour, but let me give you the rundown on what you've heard. In our last music block, we just had the Dirty Ribbons with their cover of Sloan's Listen to the Radio. We also heard from the Painters with RPG, the Pack AD with Run Away, Saya with Vivid Dreams and Intuitions, and we kicked things off with Lou Laurence, Montreal on a Dating App. So running the gamut of genres there on that one, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of kind of R&B, some indie rock. And we are now moving into the promised kind of gut-wrenching portion of today's show. It's time once again for us to discuss the life, legacy, and musical stylings of one David Berman, better known as the frontman of Silver Jews, and then his final musical endeavor, leading the group Purple Mountains. And man, oh man. I am going to issue a content warning for our listeners. What we're going to discuss when discussing Purple Mountains in particular is a lot of heavy subject matter related to depression and ultimately David Berman's death by his own hand. So, if that's not for you, totally understandable. Check back in like 5-6 minutes or so, and then you'll just hear the tunes. Mind you, the tunes themselves are equal measure kind of brilliant, beautiful, and sort of agonizing, but in the best way. It's very cathartic. So if you want to skip the discussion of the really difficult parts, totally cool. I'm with you 100%. I will say, instead of just doing two tracks from Purple Mountains' eponymous album, we are actually going to play three in a row because I just love it so much, and it was impossible for me to narrow it down to three picks. I'm going to tell you, once again, difficult subject matter, but this is a must-listen album. I think this is one of the best albums of the last decade, and it is tremendous. It is heartbreaking, and let's talk about it. So, last we spoke, we covered the final Silver Jews album, Lookout Mountain, Lookout Sea, and that was the last release from David Berman for the better part of 10 years. It would be over a decade without any new music from David Berman, Silver Jews, any, whatever you want to call the collection, the music-making crew. And during that time, Berman had a great deal of personal struggles in his life, including a divorce from his partner Cassie Berman, which, well, especially when you listen to some of the tracks we've selected, you could tell the profound impact that had on him. But also, he racked up over six figures of credit card debt, which kind of was the impetus for recording the album with Purple Mountains. It was sort of his last shot, and actually, in the opening track, which we aren't going to play because there's probably a few too many expletives for me to get away with that, one of the lines that I think really resonates and is kind of a perfect thesis statement for the album is, "A setback can be the setup to a comeback if you never let up," said in a lot more melodic way. But essentially, you can kind of see that all-or-nothing mentality from Berman here, which, as someone who's also been in those kind of dark headspaces, sometimes that's what it feels like, where you get to a point where you tell yourself, I'm either going to turn this around or I'm going to pack it in, and you can read into that what you will. But it is an album that sounds beautiful, is just gorgeously produced. Originally, it was going to be produced by Destroyer, Dan Behar, but it didn't quite work out with his schedule, so we very nearly got the, which would have been the perfect kind of collaboration for me.